peered over that knoll, and I've searched for it all day and found a real fresh set of tracks, but no blood trail.
Police are still on the trail of an injured bear near Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more coming up. Tuesday night is supposed to be the date that two newly elected or re-elected Haines Assembly members take the oath of office, but there may only be one, depending on how the Assembly reacts to the results from a recent investigation. Earlier this month, Haines voters cast the majority of votes for Assembly Seat E for former Police Chief Greg Goodman. Write-in candidate Karen Hess received around 100 votes fewer and challenged the results, saying Goodman didn't fulfill the Borough Code's residency requirements. The borough then initiated an investigation with the help of the borough attorney into the details of Goodman's residency. The results will be presented at Tuesday night's assembly meeting. Then it'll be up to assembly members whether or not to swear in Goodman or postpone the decision for more research. Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart led an interview with Goodman about his residency earlier this month. She asked a list of questions in front of an audience of almost 20 at the Haines Library.
I have a list of questions that are prepared by the borough attorney that are designed to get at the issue of the residency. So the first question is, where were you living in September of 2009?
In Anchorage.
The interview established that Goodman was renting an Anchorage apartment in September 2009 while he was temporarily employed there. He made occasional trips to Haines over the last year and moved back permanently in early July. Goodman changed his voter registration to Anchorage at one point and changed it back to Haines over the summer. He also answered that he had mail forwarded temporarily when he closed his Haines P.O. box, the same one he had reopened when he returned to Haines. At the same time, he changed registration to Haines on two vehicles, a boat and an airplane. One vehicle remained in and registered in Haines over that time.
Did you plan to permanently leave Haines in 2008? After you resigned as police chief? If so, at some point after that, did you change your mind and decide to return to Haines?
We never intended to be gone permanently. We always intended to come back.
The investigation also included research into Goodman's permanent fund dividend application, his voter registration, proof of travel, a financial disclosure statement filed during candidacy declaration, and a letter from Goodman that included much of the information in the final answer of the interview.
We've always considered Haines our home. And we always planned to come back. This was just a short-term thing. This was to satisfy an itch that I had, something that I've always wanted to do. It was never our intention to permanently relocate. We put up our property for sale at one point because we felt too scattered. We had a boat in Big Lake, an airplane in Fairbanks, two homes in Haines, you know, a home and a cabin. And we just felt like we were stretched too far and we wanted to downsize a little bit. So we put our property and our house for sale at different times with the intention of whichever one sold first, we were going to keep the other one because we always planned on coming back here. We also had a house sitter, not a renter. We never rented our place. We never had a garage sale or a moving sale or any of that. All of our personal belongings remained here in Haines. We paid all of the expenses for the house, water, sewer, electric, fuel, and just had a house sitter staying there. And he knew that we were coming back.
It's up to the Haines Assembly on Tuesday night to interpret borough code to determine whether Goodman's residency fits requirements. That meeting will also have a second hearing of the bear nuisance ordinance, introduced as a result of the bear summit held in August, and a first hearing for the ordinance that proposes changes to the Haines Borough Code regarding permit requirements for heli-ski operations. The Assembly meets Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers at the Public Safety Building. Haines police are still on the hunt for a destructive bear injured by a police shooter on school grounds Sunday night. Officer Simon Ford was patrolling town on the evening of October 24th when he encountered the adult brown bear that's been responsible for dragging or tipping at least 8 dumpsters in the last week. He was at the Haines school and took a shot, but the bear got away. Sergeant Jason Joel continued patrolling Monday morning, hot on the trail of the bear, presumed injured or dead in the wooded area between the school, the fairgrounds, and the public safety building. He spoke to KHNS as he was searching for the bear on Monday. What's your job today, Sergeant Joel?
I've been trying to round up an injured bear all day.
How did the bear get injured?
Officer Ford this morning was at helpful. We've been having a problem with the same bear flipping dumpsters over, and more than just at the school. I think it got 8 dumpsters the other night between the school and the clinic. And Officer Ford pulled into the parking lot of the school last night, and the bear was actually in the dumpster. We've hazed the bear numerous times with firecracker rounds and rubber slugs, and this bear just is not scared of people at all. In fact, the night before, it was in the school parking lot, and there were several students there for the DDF program that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not scared of people at all, so Officer Ford, at that point, felt that it was a threat to the point that he needed to put it down, and shot it with his 12-gauge, but I think it may have hit high on the body because it disappeared over the little knoll there. You know where the trail is across from the school?
Mm-hmm.
It disappeared over that knoll, and I've searched for it all day and found a real fresh set of tracks, but no blood trail. But he's pretty confident that he did hit it.
So you moved up here from Fort Lauderdale, right?
Tampa area.
Tampa area. Okay, and you were an officer down there, right?
Yes.
And I can't even imagine the difference between, you know, the pursuits that you probably had in your daily life down there to hot on the trail of an injured bear. What in the world is it like pursuing an injured bear?
Very, very different. I've done it a few times in the 5 years I've been up here, and it's just a whole different experience. You know, down in Florida, usually when you're tracking somebody, there's no danger of them eating you. So that's always in the back of my head when I'm out there. We had 3 officers out there this morning, and just no luck. It's definitely a lot different than conducting a manhunt.
Do you know anything helpful about behavior of injured animals of that size? How do you conduct a hunt like this?
Well, very carefully. We notified Ryan Scott also with Fish and Game, and right now, to the best of our knowledge, we're thinking it may have gone back into the swampy area and died back in the swampy area, but we have no access to that area. But as a precaution, I would definitely warn people that are walking in that area to probably walk on the other side of the road until we find out for sure what happened with it.
Okay. Can you give more description about the area that people should try to avoid?
From 3rd Avenue, which is by the police department, to Bear Drive, and from basically the Haines Highway back into the swampy area. It's that little trail right across from the high school.
Okay. So you don't have access to that area. It must be really hard to get in there.
Well, there's a lot of game trails back in there, and like I said, I went back in there this afternoon and found a set of fresh tracks. I actually smelled the bear a few times in there, but couldn't pinpoint where he is. I'm pretty sure he's back in that swampy area, and I can only go up to my knees before it gets too impassable.
What's next? Are you guys going to keep patrolling, or will you settle until you found a body? How does that work?
Well, we're going to keep an eye on the area. It's a very distinctive bear. It's a very large bear, but it's very, very dark, almost black in color. It's very distinct, and it's been the same bear that we've been dealing with for the last couple of weeks. And I would think that if he's injured, he's going to resurface within the next couple of days. Like I said, I'm pretty sure he went back into the swamp and died. But until we have proof of that, then I'd like to make sure people know to kind of steer clear of that area for a few days.
And about the encounter that Officer Ford had with it, what was that like? Can you describe what happened then?
I guess the third time it came back, he had hazed it off twice. And the third time it was coming back, it presented itself broadside to Officer Ford from about 30 yards away. And being that the only thing behind the bear was the embankment, it was a very safe shot to take, so Officer Ford took the shot.
Wow, that must have been scary to take a shot near a school. I mean, you know, bears in town is one thing, but a bear getting food near a place where a bunch of kids are, that's got to be kind of elevating your job to another level.
And that's exactly why Officer Ford and I discussed it yesterday, and he had told me that this bear has absolutely no fear of people. And it, like I said, the night before, had been down at the school, and there were kids everywhere, and that bear kept coming right into the parking lot. And so I told Officer Ford if he was able to take a clear shot at it, if it was into something and he was able to do that, to take the shot.
And you guys are pretty equipped for stuff like this. You were talking about your arsenal there, what you have in the back. What do you guys carry with you for situations like this?
For this situation, the easiest thing is the 12-gauge shotgun with lead slug in it. That's the best thing because it's a shorter barrel and it's easy to maneuver in the brush. And you have several shots if you need it.
Okay. Well, keep us informed on what you find so we know if the coast is clear.
I will. I will keep you updated. If we end up finding the carcass, I'll let you know. And if we end up seeing the bear again, I'll also let you know on that.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Good luck out there. Be careful yourself.
All right. Thanks, Tara.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Again, the Haines Police are asking pedestrians to be alert and avoid the wooded area between the Haines School, the fairgrounds, and the public safety building until further notice. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Thanks for listening.